This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameya.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And since our summer holidays have almost begun, well, mine have begun, Krishna's have begun, Emma has a day or two left over.
You know what happened when I was walking over here, actually, before we start talking about what we're actually talking about?
Yes.
I was walking down Ward Street, and then, like, it was when school had come out, so, like, this, like, wave of students coming towards me.
Ew.
And I was like, oh, wait, I'm on the billboard they just walked past, and I was like... No one see me.
It was like, no autographs, please.
So I was walking, and then there's one girl, she, like, kind of, like, she sees me, and I kid you not, she goes, you go to our school! Oh, no, she was like, you used to go to our school! And I was like, no, I still go there, I still have an exam.
Yeah, it's like, I am still under the authority of this school, thank you.
It was scary, I didn't know what to say, like, she fully pointed at me as well, and I was like, oh, yeah! It's
very what confident. What is this Salem witch trials? Relax on the accusations, please.
Anyway.
A very confident child.
So yes, I'm still technically at school. I haven't left yet.
I still have an internal, so I'm still a high school
you
student.
You still have an internal?
Yeah, please don't ask.
Okay.
It's just me and my incompetence.
I am done, guys. Like, done.
That's yeah. Nice, Krishna is no longer a high school student.
Shame.
Krishna, never mind.
She's free.
I have nothing mean to say. I was trying to come up with insults, but they weren't coming to me. But now that summer holidays is genuinely around the corner, Krishna's around that corner already, we were talking about our dream vacations. Krishna is definitely sure of what hers is. She is so sure that she is telling us to change our dream vacations to be her dream vacations. So since you are so sure, why don't you go ahead?
Oh my God. Okay.
She's got it planned.
I do.
She's like, first I wake up.
It's already in my notes, guys. I've planned every location.
I go to the airport. Like, she's got it.
Guys, it's New York during Christmas.
Oh.
Wait, I might change my dream vacation.
And then after that, it's New York in autumn.
Just right. New York so, all the time is your vacation.
Maybe for vacation you could just live there for 1 year and experience all the seasons.
Go Facts. 4 for 4.
Facts. Yeah, just have a good time. Where in New York? New York City?
Yes. Ooh. Like, all.
You know, because it was around Mom Dani, I feel like I'd feel safe.
Okay, wait. I need to tell you guys my plans. I need to open that note up.
Yeah, why don't you tell us?
Go on.
It is on peak.
While you find that, I just want to say, for all Muslims, is it just me, or does the fact that Zoran Mamdani is, you know, about to enter office, does that make you feel more safe to go to New York?
Yeah.
New
I'm
York
not Muslim, but yes.
New York City has a new mayor.
Oh!
The coolest guy you've ever seen? Have you seen his wife?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
That guy has the most aura, the best wife, the best, like, everything. Like, not that he has anything to do with me, but not that he could do anything while I'm in New York. I just feel like, right, I can go now. I can be there, and
just
I will be
one
okay.
One part of America that's safe.
Exactly, because I feel like with some other people around, I don't feel as safe in America. Mm. But I can go to New York and maybe get down with a few New York activities.
Mm.
Yeah, I've actually been wanting to go to New York, not going to lie. Not during Christmas because I hate the snow, but I like ice. I hate snow. But any other time, I'd join you.
Mm-hmm. Autumn.
Sure. For fall in America?
Fall, yes. Let's
okay.
go in fall.
Open up that notes app.
Okay. Do you want the Christmas special or do you want the normal special?
It's about Christmas time. Let's hear the Christmas special.
Go on.
Okay. Obviously, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Knew it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Ice skating in Central Park.
Okay, I love that.
And walk down Fifth Avenue. Just,
of course. Ooh. What does Fifth Avenue have exactly? Please enlighten me.
Is that
me.
The one with all of the screens?
Yeah.
No, isn't that Times Square?
No, that's
Times Square. Fifth Avenue is the one where it's got all the luxurious, like, buildings.
Oh, yes, like heritage buildings, yes. Yeah. I do.
Holiday markets.
Yep.
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yep.
Oh my God. Latte New York Palace.
What is that?
It's like a whole ass. Oh my God, I have to show you. It is amazing.
Damn. I'm really feeling pleb in New Zealand right now.
No, literally, we have nothing compared to all the other countries.
I like to think we have everything, but that's just me being delusional.
Mm.
And it's because I don't want to go anywhere, but not because I don't want to travel, I don't want to see
it's
stuff.
It's more like historical.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not that I hate New Zealand, and it's not that I hate other places, but I'm just so comfortable. Like, I'm not a big fan of change.
One thing I like is there's no snakes and there's no scorpions, there's no...
No tarantulas.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm living a pretty bug-free life. Actually, I was walking up the stairs and I saw the biggest cockroach I've seen in my entire life. So.
There was a cockroach in our toaster the other day.
Ew!
I was walking from home one day, because I was busing, right?
Mm.
I was walking up the hill and there was, like, this giant, like, it was so huge, a wetter.
Oh, no.
It was so... It was almost, like, the half of the size of my bag.
Oh, no. Witches are, like the combination of all the worst insects.
Exactly. I agree.
It's like
so
a cockroach
big.
And a cricket in one, and they leave, like, twice the size.
And they leave those stupid shells everywhere that make me believe there's a witter next door, but there isn't.
And imagine I jumped right in the middle of someone's house because I was about to step on it.
Oh. Yeah, that's understandable.
Because it was so blended in the grass. I was like, oh, my God.
No, that's an understandable reaction. So, since you hate insects so much, why did you tell Emma that her dream vacation should be Australia?
Yeah. I'm not telling you to go to Sydney. I'm telling you to go to Melbourne.
Yeah,
okay.
I...
Is there a great difference in the number of insects in
this country? Because Melbourne is very city vibes.
Right. And I thought Sydney was, because it has the Opera House.
No.
It is too, but there's so many people in Melbourne.
It is, but Sydney is overpopulated and it's just icky.
Not it.
No.
Okay.
If you go to Melbourne, I probably didn't see one spider when I was there.
Yeah, okay, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, like, my brother moved to a very new rural area, like, that everywhere around the house had just been, like, dug up because it was a new house. So you'd expect to see, like, maybe a rat, maybe some big spiders. I didn't see anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sold to me.
My driver saw a snake, but that was when we were driving.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that was countryside, so...
What I did see was a kangaroo dead on the road, like roadkill.
Oh.
But that kangaroo wasn't harming nobody, so it's okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, so what's your dream vacation? Yeah, Krishna...
What else is on your list?
Yeah, Krishna, I know you feel for the kangaroos, but let's move on. Yeah.
Why?
It's all good. New York doesn't have any anyway.
I'm just glad I don't see any. I saw a black kangaroo. You'll see them more than spiders, though.
Kangaroos punch people.
There are black kangaroos?
Yeah.
Don't be racist, Emma. They can be... Don't be racist, white girl. There are all types of kangaroos out there. No need to discriminate.
The black ones are cute. Oh, my God. I saw this Instagram reel. It was like a camera feed at night.
The little ones.
Yeah.
And
it's AI.
No, wait. It was a scarecrow, right? And you know the Halloween ones where they make noise, the witches? A kangaroo came and stood in front of it, and which made a noise because of the sensor.
Yeah.
And it, literally kicked it down.
That's AI. I regret to inform you.
Yeah, was it black and white?
I don't know.
The video?
Yes.
Yeah, that's AI.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
It was so funny.
AI got you, Krishna. Don't laugh at AI.
It was so funny.
Anytime something is AI, it makes me want to, like, punch it in the face. You know, my car is, like, primarily AI. It has this ugly little green avatar that you... Like, basically, you can't do anything. You can, but you have to speak to it to make it easier. So you click the thing, and this stupid ugly green alien comes on, and it's like, what may I help you with?
First of all...
Shut up. Second of all, turn the air conditioning off. And it's like, done. How else may I help you? It's fully AI. Like, everything in the car is done by AI. And even, like, you know when you're backing up or whatever, and your car camera comes on,
yeah,
and you get a bird's eye view of your car.
Mm-hmm. That's, oh my god, I hate that one.
That's just AI piecing together all the footage it has from around your car and assuming.
Like, it's nice, but then it also feels freaky, like someone's watching over me.
It's too much information. Like, I can park without you, thank you so much. But it's AI, and mm-hmm. that pisses me off so much. I hate AI. AI stock market is about to crash, so I'm excited. But that will have effects
on
our whole...
I've been literally like a hawk. I've been watching these stock markets so I can invest in a good one.
Don't invest AI, because it's going to crash soon.
There's no way I'm investing in Tesla.
No, like any AI. Oh, I don't want to talk about this. What's
Bitcoin.
Your dream vacation?
Do not get into Bitcoin. It is so hard to understand.
Unless it's like 2007, then maybe get some Bitcoin and you'll be rich.
Time travel.
Yeah.
If only I would have agreed with Big Bang Theory and mined something.
When I was wasting time learning how to walk, I should have been buying Bitcoin. What a freak.
$10,
right? Yeah, damn, I'd be rich. Anyway, what else is on your dream vacation list?
Nutcracker at the Lincoln Center.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Radio City.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas carols.
Oh no!
She's gonna be.
You lost me.
Yeah, no. You lost me at Christmas carols.
The Plaza.
Mm.
Obviously Times Square, Broadway shows, and everything. I want to see the Upper East Side. I don't know what everyone's talking about.
Oh, is that in New York?
Upper East Side is the rich side.
It's like Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That's what I got from that.
Hey, Upper East Siders.
Hey, Upper East Siders. That's all I know about Gossip Girl.
Madame Tussauds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rockefeller Center.
You said that.
You said that already.
Did I?
Wait.
That was like your first thing on the list.
Do you know about the...
And Friends.
Of course.
Friends. Literally
Friends,
everything
yeah.
about Friends.
Do you... Wait, Krishna loves Friends, so I can't believe we didn't think that you would want to go to New York... First.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Friends
are literally the day one.
Yeah, for real. Krishna's been obsessed with Friends for like 6 years, so I can understand that.
Probably more than that.
yeah, true, to be honest. What was I going to say? Oh, do you guys know the fashion designer Annie? And her brand is literally called Annie's.
No. I think so. If you show me a photo, I might know.
I'll show you guys a photo later, but she's known for like... fully like beaded gowns and mini dresses.
Yes.
Oh.
Like Taylor Swift has worn one of her dresses before.
Exquisite.
Okay. I will show you later. And they come with like the shoulder covers. I forgot what they're called. Anyway, amazing fashion designer, would never be able to wear any of her clothes, but she has a pop-up in New York. And it seems very nice, because I'm not going to see the one in Paris. There's probably a trillion people there.
Mm. Like, I would go, but I'll never be able to afford it.
Mm. Yeah, like, I know...
Just the look.
Yeah, I have a good time looking. But she has a signature, like, style, and it all comes with, like, little modesty pieces that you can add on. Because her, like, not her mantra, but something that she says when she meets people, like, when she... Because sometimes she pops into the store and is like, oh, let me help you try something on. I've heard her say in, like, multiple videos, she doesn't like her legs out while her arms are out, and she doesn't like her arms out while her legs are out. So she has, like, random little bits that you can add on to some of her most iconic outfits to make them a little more modest.
Mm.
And I think that's super cool. And if I was in America, especially if I was in New York, I'd pop into her store.
Yeah.
Just to take
really cool.
a look. Yeah. And she has, like...
Have you seen that to me?
Yeah, I will. I will. But I thought that was really cool.
Mm.
Not my dream vacation, very random, but I think, like, her dresses give sparkly Krishna vibes, so that's why, I brought it up.
Thank you. No, but, like, these locations are besides the point. Like, I want a white Christmas where I'm in a cozy home in front of a fire having hot cocoa. Like, that's so cute. white Christmas, guys.
Right. She likes white people so much. joke, guys. Just kidding. Is that all? Is that your whole dream vacation?
No, I've got more, but like it's like there.
Your current.
Yeah.
Your like it's where like, you wanna go right now.
Oh, okay. So there's this apartment in New York and it's like it's tall, but like
she's gonna vacate somebody from their apartment to be like, this is my dream vacation.
Like 1 hour, guys.
I'd love to see a movie of like Krishna making her dream vacation happen at all costs.
Hey guys, at
other people's detriment.
I plan on doing vlogs. It's okay.
You're like, hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're gonna evict someone from their house just so I can hang out for a little bit. But what's so good about the apartment?
So, okay. It's, like, got no curtains. It's got, like, high windows and, like, large windows.
So that's a good thing.
And it's got, it's, like, on the peak, or like, on the corner, it's, like, a V where you can see the whole New York City in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, when it's sunset, it's so...
Oh, I can imagine.
It's on point.
But then at night, if
that's
you want to...
That's literally what I want to do.
At night, if you want to turn your light on, the whole city can probably see you. You need curtains.
I'm not saying I want to live there. I just want to go there for the sunset.
Okay, yeah, sure. Hey, do you want to have, like, tea? Just for the sunset? And then I'll leave, I swear. I'll leave.
Some tea and cookies, guys.
Yeah, I'll leave after the sunset, though. I promise. That's actually pretty nice. Emma, what about your dream vacation? If you have to push aside, obviously, you really want to go to Australia. If you have to...
Wow, it's so hard.
Wait, you've got two experts right here.
Yeah. Probably, now that I think about it, maybe, like, Italy and go to, like, Rome, because it's
never
Rome.
Been there.
And then Venice, mainly for the aesthetic and all the cool stuff.
And for
but
the classic
also,
knowledge.
I just want to go to, like, a house in, like, the countryside of Italy, like, in Call Me By Your Name.
Yes.
Like, that aesthetic.
A little cottage.
I want so much. So, yeah, that's probably my dream vacation.
And do what? Just chill
out? Guys,
just chill out in the countryside, but then, like, in Venice and Rome, go to all of the sites. Go to the Colosseum.
Mm.
Go to all of the cool... I don't know much about Roman history, to be
honest
with you.
Basically, what your classics teacher is travelling right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, she's back.
She's back?
She was in LA, not Rome.
Oh, well. She was having a wonderful trip, though.
She was. I think it was her brother getting married or something. Anyway.
Side tangent.
Yeah.
Is that all?
I don't know.
I thought you'd want to...
Greece as well. Combine Greece and Italy.
I thought you'd want to go to a lot of European countries.
Yeah.
Because it feels very, like, classics, English.
Yeah.
Like...
Go to, like, Berlin as well.
Oh,
yes. Like, the history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you'd love it.
Yeah.
As someone who's never been there before, I think you'd love it.
In my expert opinion, you'd love it.
Me, because since I know nothing about anything, mm-hmm. I think you'd really enjoy it there.
Oh my God, guys. Okay, you know how parents go to a country and they're like, I did not like it at all. There's nothing there.
And no, but my parents...
My parents haven't left the country in, like, 30 years. So.
Everywhere my parents have gone, I've been there too, so...
Oh. Okay. So, last year or the year before, I told you guys, right, my parents went to London,
yes,
right?
True.
So they also went to Paris for about, like, a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came back, they were like, there's nothing there. I did not like Paris. And I'm like, bro, do you even know how to travel?
No, my parents will go anywhere and look for an Indian restaurant. And I'm like, stop. And if the Indian restaurant is bad, they're like, this place sucks. I hate this country.
No, but like, they're the type of... Okay, I feel like Indian parents, or like just generally Indian families, don't go to, like, in the gullies or like the...
No, they just...
The inside part of Paris where it's so nice and enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
They just go to like the famous locations.
They just go to the Eiffel Tower and they're like, wow, it's a cone.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
It's a tower made of metal. I'm going home now.
Yeah.
They literally just went up the Eiffel Tower, came back down in the elevator, and they looked at it and they took some photos, like, bye.
Like,
that's
they didn't even
that's
stay for
all
the
they
lighting.
Did in Paris.
I mean.
And then they did the boat ride, but, like, that's not Paris, guys.
Yeah, like, you're missing the most important parts, guys.
You do at least get a baguette. Or a croissant. Like,
or
you
even
I want to eat some pastries.
Oh,
that's
my
dream vacation.
Like, if I go to a country, I just want, like, be involved. And it's like...
Yeah.
I'm so different to you guys.
What's your dream vacation?
Thanks so much for asking. I've been waiting for this one. My dream vacation is... Guys, come on now. I'm always asking questions. My dream vacation is going anywhere outside of New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Preferably, like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want a nice Airbnb or nice hotel with a nice view.
Mm.
You know, preferably a private pool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a private place where I can take my hijab off and, you know, be free.
Yeah.
Good book. Or, yeah, not TV show. I want to be off my phone a little. Like, good book.
great company and vibes, just like good weather.
Go to the Netherlands.
I was just thinking that.
What are you, why?
I just think we're supposed to go to the Netherlands.
How did you guys connect on that? That is so random. Well, I guess.
I was just thinking about the fields and everything.
Wait, okay, what makes you guys say the Netherlands?
I don't know, it's quiet.
Like, okay, yeah,
the
sure.
Netherlands, like, have you seen pictures?
Oh, wait, I forgot to add great food.
Yeah, they have great food.
Okay,
it's, like,
perfect.
Scenic and it's quiet and it's not, like, bustly, it's, touristy.
Like, it yeah. may be a country in the city, but it's more like a
you can
home.
Travel places in a boat.
Yeah, like it's like a countryside canals. Vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, like, so nice and peaceful and it's just amazing. You can walk anywhere and it'll be a nice view.
That's perfect. Because I'm not, like, a city vacation kind of girl.
Wait. Nice.
That was really interlinked of both of you. I felt the brainwaves pass. That's amazing. But, no, yeah. Like, when Krishna... See, the thing about me is I don't like summer too much. I like winter. When Krishna said, like, snowy, hot cocoa, that's my dream life. Mm. Like, cuddled up, yeah, very, like by like, myself.
Comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, like, comfortable in a blanket by myself. Maybe my sister is reading the same book across from me. Mm-hmm. And it's snowing. No, but I hate snow. Maybe it's just... Maybe it's just raining.
It's a light shower.
Yeah, it's a light shower. Maybe a light shower of
go
snow.
Go in the fall.
Yeah. And then hot chocolate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe some light music, great yeah. vibes, great view.
And like a peaceful dinner where it's like, you know?
Yes. And then, mm-hmm. and then once we're finished reading our books, we take the time. It's 7 p.m. Our dinner
damn it!
You were so close to sitting the same perfectly.
I was so close. Okay, let me take you back there. Mm-hmm. Think about it, think about it. Mm-hmm. It's cold. Mm-hmm. It's cold. You need a coat to mm-hmm. be warm. The road's slightly icy, but mm-hmm. you know what? Our hotel is so close. We take a 5-minute walk. It is under the shade of, you know, the shops on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. They have their little... It's under
yeah.
the shade.
Oh, yeah.
5-minute walk. We take the time. It's 7 p.m. Dinner reservations, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. We go.
Who's having dinner at 9 p.m.?
Okay, me, sorry.
Me.
Okay.
Me. Okay, wait, I look to take it back.
That's because of my family's workplace.
Wait, that's because it's like summer and right. the sun doesn't set and I feel illegal having dinner when the sun is still up. Okay,
and whenever I have dinner at 7 or 8, like
I get hungry
seven,
by the time.
Same. Sorry for interrupting you.
No, it's okay. Anything for the scene. Let me take you back because I forgot that it's like winter, autumn in America or wherever I may be. We take the time, it's 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Dinner reservations, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. We check the time. Oh my God, we have 2 hours to get ready and get there. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Light drizzle outside, go, everything shower, get really clean, do our hair. Well, do my hijab, I guess. You know, mm-hmm. really cute, amazing makeup. Bathroom, there's 2 sinks, so we can get ready at the same time.
Oh.
Light music playing in the background. Oh my God, we're ready. How long does it take to get there? 5 minutes. What's the time? 6:55. How perfect. We walk. Under the shade, with our coats on, we get there. Take our coats off. Head inside. Booth for 2. Very private. Mm-hmm. Amazing meal. What do I feel like? Maybe some steak or maybe some Alfredo. Something filling and rich on this cold winter's day. Mm-hmm. Amazing. We're so full. What do we have for dessert? Raspberry cool... No.
You really thought about
yeah, let me take this back. Brownie. Mm-hmm. Fudgy brownie.
Yes.
Raspberry coolie.
Yeah. Ooh.
Vanilla bean ice cream.
Yum. Yes.
Very absolutely delicious. Since we're so full, we share one dessert. Mm-hmm. We drink a fruity drink. Non-alcoholic, because I'm Muslim. I realized how that sounded. Like, maybe a little passion fruit, maybe a little mm-hmm. raspberry. Mm-hmm. You know, to cut out the rich, fudgy brownie.
Yeah.
We walk home. When did we get to dinner? 7 p.m. So we get home. It's maybe 9:30, around 9:30, 10. Take all our makeup off, put on matching pajamas, snuggle into bed while the rain pitter-patters on our window outside. That is my perfect holiday. Thank you so much. And just to clarify, the other person in that scenario was my sister, not my secret boyfriend.
I was about to say, it sounds so intimate.
No, that was my sister. My brother's also invited if he wants, but, like, I don't think he wants to get ready for 2 hours.
That just sounds so drama-free, peaceful. Mm.
That is literally my dream. And if we want to, since it's summer, I do feel like a little bit of a summery vacation, but wintery vacation is peak.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love the rain. Like, personally, I'll just put on a dress and, like, walk outside and get wet and then just, like, dance around.
Not me, but I...
but I will watch from a distance.
That's because, like, whenever I go out in the rain and, like, already if I'm going somewhere, I hate it because my hair gets all, like, poof.
If you're, like, fully, like, ready for an event and then it rains, it's like, are you joking
me? So, probably from Anne Hathaway, I look like Cruella.
Oh, perfect change of design right there. But if you were out in the rain and you invited me, I'd probably come. Mm. But
yeah, I just don't like my hair in the rain. It's just
understandable.
I look like a...
I don't like my hijab in the rain either. It's okay. No, because it makes your hair flat and then you look like a big loser, like a rat.
You should see me last coming week. Home, I turned up like... here completely soaked from the rain.
Oh, she did too. Emma was...
I walked from Ward Street to here, and it was, like, pouring down.
Like, today?
No, last week.
Oh, okay.
You were here.
I was like, you don't look wet.
Last week.
She was like, wait, but it was so sunny outside.
No, last week. I was soaked.
Wait, guys. Fun. I think you all would agree with this. Mm-hmm. Beach. Swimming. Mm-hmm. Really sandy. But then, drive back. Loud music. Hands out the sunroof.
That's me.
That's what my friends do on New Year's.
Exactly. Hands out the sunroof. Come back. Airbnb. Very nice Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Everybody takes a shower. Everybody comes to one bathroom. 3 sinks so we all can get ready together.
Okay.
Sorry, that's crucial to my... For me having a good time, everybody needs to get ready together.
Yes.
Again, great music playing in the background.
I wonder how many mirrors you have in your room when people come to your house.
3. I have 2 big mirrors, which 2 people share each. Mm-hmm. And then, since there's 6 of us, I put another mirror on my desk.
Sorry, I just had to ask.
No, just... Of course, you need to know, of course. Because everything is so important. Mm-hmm. And then we go out to dinner, and then we come back 10 p.m., watch a movie, play some games, go to sleep.
Boom.
That's dream. Nice.
So I'll see you all there at my Airbnb for this day.
So you're sponsoring this?
Yep.
Your idea.
The only one without a job over here is going to sponsor us all.
I don't have a job.
I also don't have a job. The only one with a job is not going to sponsor us. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. And you know what? We're going to go plan our vacation. You guys have a good time. This is Sameya,
Emma,
and Krishna.
Over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.